From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alabama's largest farm organization reelected President Jimmy Parnell to a fifth two-year term during the Alabama Farmer Federation's 99th annual meeting in Montgomery Monday, according to alphafarmers.org. He thanked the voting delegates representing all 67 counties who unanimously reinstated him. Parnell ran unopposed and also serves as Alpha Insurance president. Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried sent a second letter to Governor Ron DeSantis reiterating her September request that part of Florida's Federal CARES Act funding provided for emergency relief to Florida schools be dedicated to supporting national school lunch program sponsors. MorningAgClips.com reports last year more than 289 million school meals were served to 2.9 million Florida students, 71% of which were free or reduced price meals. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials at the Far International Bridge cargo facility near McAllen, Texas, intercepted methamphetamine and heroin worth nearly $3 million in a commercial shipment of fresh carrots arriving from Mexico. According to thepacker.com, a semi hauling the carrots arrived November 24th when customs officials found and removed 113 packages, or roughly 111 pounds, of what's believed to be meth, and 31 packages, or 34 pounds, of heroin. The heroin is valued at $765,000 and the meth at $2.22 million. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.